Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Everything we had to create was out of a no. So every milestone that we have gotten to is because of a no.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Guys, welcome to the second season of the podcast. No idea what number it is.
It is just number something. And if you're watching this on Instagram or YouTube, because we also post a video of us if you're listening and you want to see what we look like, if you don't know, if you just stumbled upon the podcast about sex and diarrhea. No, it's a joke.
Business.
You can go to Instagram and YouTube at Cat Nat and see it. And we have a really fancy studio. I mean,
today this looks actually like it's prepared.
Except
little.
We have a pillow for our stand. I mean, but I have nowhere else to put it.
Maybe we'll cover it with a beautiful blanket.
Okay, let's try that. Okay. There. Brought to you by Nat's Bed. I'm telling you, we need a freaking bed sponsor. They would win.
Win, because everyone's like, where'd you get that blanket? Right now, I'm not going to tell you, because wait for our bedline.
We fly in bed. We do bed Olympics
in bed. We podcast sometimes in bed.
You know, we do have this business podcast, and someone left a comment, and I love the comment being like, you know, it's hilarious, it's inspiring, it's all over the place, but that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, anything we do is never
planned.
thought out, or scripted, but that's because we speak from our hearts. And if we were to follow a script, I feel like it would become anything with a script. Like when someone partners with us, a company, and they want to script us, I'm like, our audience will call bullshit. Like, they know you will lose every single viewer. You have lost the trust of the audience because they know you've put words in our mouth. Bless you. And you can't do that because they know that Kat and Nat are a giant shit show. And that's why they like us.
And the reason that they're there is because of the personality. You change the personalities and everything's going to go to she.
Right, yeah. You can't make us be like, hello, I'm Kat and this is Nat and we're here with the business podcast. Oh my God.
You know what happened, guys? We just got back from Florida and we got back to winter and apparently my body is not happy with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, it's mad. You know what? It's like, screw you, Nat. I'm going to make you shit your pants all day.
Well, I was going to say sneeze. But that too.
I love the fact that we're about to embark on a major tour. Like, we're about to, like, go. I don't even know where we're going. We're going to so many places. And we haven't even talked about it. We don't have our outfits for it. We don't even know, like... We know nothing about it. I mean, we've planned it, but we still haven't actually run through it.
I swear, thank mercy that there's a rehearsal day.
Yeah. I mean, you and I got to get some notes together, Toots. Or we'll have to dance on stage for an hour.
No. Joking. You know, they're there to hear us talk, just like a potty. Actually, part of our tour is the podcast, because the podcast, you know, it resonated with so many people.
We thought so successful. Wildly successful.
It got brought back for a second season, and that time was sponsored.
Wildly successful. Blows my mind. No, I'm teasing. It actually did really well. You guys like the unscripted talk. Let's get into the business of this podcast. We are going to tackle today. I don't know what the fuck. No, I actually really don't know, but I'll tell you, Nat and I have a lot of conversations about what we did is in the previous episodes, we kind of brought you to where we are and how we got here. And currently we're sitting in a really,
limbo-ish area,
a really tricky space. I have a question for you though. Are we always in this space and we just don't know it? Are we always, I'm going to describe the feeling for you. The feeling is, borderline like a caged animal. So borderline, like we stand here and it's like our brains are pacing. Okay. They're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Do we always feel like this place of limbo? Do we always feel like caged animals? Do we always feel like we're waiting for the next thing? And here's a question that maybe would help. Have we ever felt in the past 6 years that we're just comfortable and not like eager and striving and scratching for more?
I know this feeling so well. When we were in Florida, it paused. Like, I didn't have the pacing feeling. It's like a feeling of like, it's like you've drinking 7 cups of coffee.
Yes.
And you just, it's like you can't get comfortable. And I know that sounds terrible for a lot of people, but for us, it's what I think it's also like we're always hungry. It's like we're never satisfied. And it's almost like we're addicted to drugs because we just pace and we check our emails. And it's like, I think a lot of why we are successful is because if something isn't coming to us, we're like, fuck that. We need something immediately. And we probably piss our team off a lot because we go over them, we go around them, and we make our own opportunities.
You know what's funny is that while we were away, we had a few calls that we were eager to have. And, you know, when we get off them, we feel really good. We're like, okay, yeah, we're like a little bit like powered pumped. Up. We're fueled.
We got a hit.
But then
we got a drug hit.
I was in my shower this morning and I was thinking, I need to go back to you to say, where did we leave with all that? Like,
we did every phone call and cocktails too.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I know the topics and people are very good at like, making people what do you say? It's like telling a child.
They pacify us.
Yes, they pacify us. They're very good. People have always, they pacify us because they either don't have the answers, they're working on the answers, but they know we're not patient. So they pacify us. And we're like, yeah, that was a good call. Yeah, that's great. And then we sit there and we're like, now it's been a week. What's come of that? And then some of the ideas that we think are really great, we pass by the team and the team's like, what is this idea, you know?
I know.
So then you go full circle and everything takes so long with legal. So it's like we want instant gratification and we never, ever, ever will get it.
It's really depressing.
It's not depressing because it's exciting and it's what keeps us going. And then when we finally reach it, the only problem is when we reach it, we don't stop. Like, what we don't do. And what we,
I know.
I would say we should, but I think we care less about... We care less about actually celebrating when we get somewhere.
It's true.
You know, than actually like the journey to get there. And then when we get there, we're like, all right, what's the next one? But if we were to look back months and say, God, this is what we wanted so bad. Here it is. And if you could actually feel it, but we can never feel it because then we're like, well, then if we've got to this milestone, that means that we can get to the next one.
I'll tell you guys something, and I don't know who believes this, and I don't even know if we've talked about this, but what Nat and I do is we constantly talk about our dreams and what we want to happen. So we declared we declared years ago that we were going to write a book. Like, actually, let's just pause for 1 second. There's been numerous times where we've talked about the fact that nothing's come naturally or easy to us, and nothing has been handed to us. Actually, I believe it's the exact opposite. Although when things began to happen, they began to happen like out of the park for us, right? Like when the opportunities came, it was like, this couldn't have gone any smoother. But to get to that place was really hard. I'm going to like, when we first entered, which you guys know from the previous podcast, when we first entered on the TV scene, everyone was like, oh my God, these girls are amazing. And then it was like,
they never called us back.
They never called us back. And then when we, everything we had to create was out of a no. So every milestone that we have gotten to is because of a no. So
you know what's so funny about the book?
What? That's what I was going to say. The book, we said, someone once said to us, oh, like we were talking about something and someone's like, oh, well, they're authors. They wrote a book. That's why they're like such a big deal.
And we were like, that is the stupidest thing ever. Anybody can write a book, but now they're getting all of this like accolades. Like they're an author. Okay. Listen, my kids are authors.
Yeah, I know.
They've written books.
I know.
But, so we were like, you want us, we want to be just as respected as that person. We're going to fucking write a book about it. And I have to tell you, originally, that's why we wanted to write a book.
And we made a joke about it, that we were going to write a book called We Wrote a Book and it was going to be empty pages.
Yeah.
Just to prove to everyone that these labels and these status and these like major things we put on people as being better than everybody else is bullshit. Like it is bullshit. No one is better than anyone because of something they have done. They're just on a different path. And I argue that the person who holds the door open for every person who can't open the door for themselves is by far making a difference in this world than someone who wrote a book. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Except for our book.
I'm just saying, no, I call bullshit on us too. I think our book is amazing and it's helpful, but all I'm saying is we're not better because we wrote a book.
I mean, I don't think, I hope nobody thinks we're better. Dude, I don't think.
We were told they wrote a book.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it was like solidified.
Well, I hope that we never look better because we wrote a book. But
no, but we won't.
No one's ever called us an author yet. We'll see what happens.
People will say.
Let's see.
They're authors.
Let's see if it changes anything for us.
Well, we'll.
Because it definitely changed things for other people. Well, yeah. She's an author, so she wants to come on your show. Well, what'd she write? Mm-hmm. I didn't read her book.
I know, but she's an author.
But when we decided to actually write a book, we wrote a book that, I mean, just like we do, we wanted to write a bullshit book and we ended up writing an amazing, like a really great book.
You want to write a bullshit book?
You just said one that had no pages in it.
Oh, like that was years, but we still declared, we actually did a post on Instagram. We didn't know how. We actually even started writing a book in notes. Like we started to write a book.
Sorry, but not with typing, with audio.
Yeah, yeah. Way back when. And then we were like, oh, we got busy with something else. And then the book opportunity came back to us. And someone like Penguin Random House was like, we want a book by you. And we're like, what? And then we got a book. I mean, it was pretty crazy. But
like, what do you want us to write a book about? They're like, you just, what you talk about all the time. Oh, okay, that should be easy. Because at first I was like, oh God, writing a book is going to be hard. Well, actually it's not. If you just actually put pen to paper or typing to whatever, to the words you talk all the time.
It was, and it was such a cool experience to do. And, you know, there was edits and the team would read it and be like, we actually want to go in this direction because they know what books sell. And we're like, oh, like we were pretty open to the process of the actual book writing and how that happened. And
I would say this is such a collaborative project, you know?
Of you and me.
Yeah. I mean, of the publishers, of like,
oh, everybody. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
No.
Are you kidding me? If you think that we had a clue in what we were doing in the book writing business, fuck no. But the life lesson is, I always tell my kids, you don't have to know how to do it, but you got to figure out how to do it. That's the differentiation in life. I know two people. I'll tell you after. Who one would say, but I don't know how to do that, so I can't do it. And the other one's like, well, I figured it out. And guess who's more successful? The one who figures it out.
Yeah.
And everyone who works for us, we don't care what your degree is. What's your personality and can you figure it out?
Oh my gosh, 100%.
You know, you have zero experience. Cool.
I go to school today after taking the kids out for 2 weeks and I run into one of their teachers.
Yeah.
And I go, what did they miss a lot? And he goes, you were gone for 2 weeks. Of course you missed a lot. And I go, since when does school really matter that much anyways? I say to him. And
to the teacher. Yeah. Who teaches the children. Yeah, I go,
look at me. And he goes, yeah, look at you. And I'm like, look at you. And then I go, I'm on a diet. And he's like, yeah, me too. but the book, what was because we didn't know how to write a book, the team that came to us, they helped us along the way. And they knew when we were like, I have no idea how to do this. They were like, we're going to help you because you've proven yourself in another area. And now we want to take our passion of books.
Yeah, passion. You love that word.
Passion of books and bring your passion of words to paper.
Right. Do we have a passion for words?
No, we don't stop talking.
Oh.
So we must.
Yeah, bada bing, bada boom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But as far as feeling like you've ever got there, I don't know. Like, do any of you guys know someone who has like worked
satisfied
really hard and then been like, you know what? I'm satisfied. I mean, I don't know if that comes just with like retirement or if people can get to an age
you
of
just
like
get tired. You know what? I remember we had coffee with someone in this space and she's like, I'm just tired. I'm tired of working hard. Do you remember that?
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of working hard.
I'm just tired. I've been doing this for a lot of years. I'm freaking tired.
Oh, God.
I like the chase because the chase is really tiring. Like, we don't get tired. We almost get, I think we're crazy.
But we do sleep pretty well.
You
know what I mean? That's why we have so much energy for the day.
We don't get stressed either. Nothing, like, we say that we feel like caged animals, but it's mental caged animals. And, you know, I think that the kids are a great distraction because you jump in and out and you get to, like, they distract you. Although I have found so much of parenting is directing. Like, I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's so few moments where all three of them, or all four of yours, are like flawlessly enjoying a moment together.
No.
It's like,
no.
I guess you just have to let that go where you're not either mad, frustrated, or pissed at one. It's really, harmonious is not a word of parenting.
No, no.
Like, there's never going to be, maybe when they're older and you've put in all your time and
that's
then.
That's why I feel it's harmonious now when I, like, get together with a family dinner with my adult siblings. It's
right.
Harmonious. But I mean, it was never like that.
No, and my kids, like, when they fight over nothing, I'm like, do I have to remind you that I'm not, like, shut up? You know what I mean? Like, I can't do this. I can't manage how close your chair is together. When does that end?
I do try to remind myself in those moments that, like, they're not fighting because they don't like each other. I mean, some siblings really don't like each other, but our siblings, our kids actually, they
how do we know?
I can tell.
Okay,
I
good.
See moments where
do you see mine like
yes,
each other?
Yes,
oh,
they
really?
All, yes, they all like each
okay,
other.
Okay, good.
All seven of them like each other.
Oh, phew.
And they like yours and yours like mine.
Oh, that's not hard. But the when it's the no. inner circle, it's the inner workings of the children.
A family dynamic.
It is not, you know, I understand why people feel like every day they question whether or not their kids
somebody we
are going to end in jail.
Their daughters actually hate each other.
I don't know that person, but...
But anyways, they get along, and so part of them fighting...
When we're not there.
Is you got to remind yourself, it's actually part of their entertainment. They get bored, and they want to fight. And they're also, like, they're experimenting with their boundaries and with their relationships and their power, a lot of power, trying to see what kind of power they can have over everyone. But when you were saying the thing about the distraction of children, I think that's a really good point.
Sorry, I have to cough.
For business, I was watching a small interview with two women, and this was a woman who was giving a lot of younger women who didn't have children yet some advice on, like, business.
Sorry, what were you watching? What was this?
Oh, God. Okay, well, when we're in New York, we are going to be going on a fireside chat with Eden Eats, who's a TV host. She's a restaurant owner, and she's a mother, but she's awesome. And she hosts these things. And so she had Rebecca Minkoff on.
You watched it?
Just like a story.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That's enough. And Rebecca was saying, before you have kids, work your fucking ass off like a mad person, because once you have children, you're going to want to be with them, you're going to want to be with your partner, and
I disagree with that.
Oh, I don't.
Well, I do, because I feel like kids fueled me. I feel like they pushed
me. You don't
me.
Know, but like if you have a dream,
yeah.
You're going to have like
I guess
if you're building a business.
I guess I didn't have a dream.
Right. So let's say Rebecca for the,
right,
because
she had
her own
dream.
Business and she wanted to do it. What she's saying is, I couldn't have been there for my partner and my kids to build, because she built it when she was younger.
We built it with children.
Right.
It's
but she had to be at an office. She had like a bunch of people, you know what I mean? She wasn't sitting, like, she wasn't at home, and like,
right.
She didn't have time to pick up her kids from school. She didn't have time. Like, she probably worked her fucking ass off.
Why did we start this? Well, okay, I know we started for a community, but what, you want to know what I think? I think we've always had, okay, number one, you've always had the inner pacer in you. Like, you're a pacer, like a mental pacer, you're a physical pacer. And I think that you, when we were together, you would say a lot. And, you know, a big reason why we did start this was because of your drive to do more.
But you know, I said, I feel like I've got more space. And you know what? I used to talk to my family about it, and they were like, what do you want to do? I know you can do something. And I said, I don't want to do it alone.
That's crazy.
But I didn't have anybody.
Are you catfishing me?
Yeah, I totally catfish you. But I was like, and then you came into my life, and it was like you were brought to me. You know what I mean? I was like, I know everyone's like, you can do something on your own. You can do something. And I was like, I don't want to do it by myself.
I remember being like, oh my, I had capacity to do more, but if you had not come into my life, I probably would have stayed status quo. To be completely honest with you, I would not be here. Although this is going to even sound more crazy. Before I had kids, I always felt like this path, like social work, I felt so peaceful, but I felt like there was always more in life.
Yep.
And I remember saying to an ex, like when he was like, what is wrong? Like, what more do you want? I'm like, I can't describe it,
yep.
But oh God. Okay. But okay, this sounds really bad, but just having kids, and this was before I had kids, and he was older than me, and he's like, why the fuck can't you just see what you have in front of you? And I'm like, because this isn't what I want. This can't be just life. I want more. And he's like, what more do you want? I'm like, I want the unknown. I want to know.
The adventure of who knows what's next.
Yes, so much part of me wants to settle down and have children and be consistent, but there's always been a part of me that desires that there was just more, and I didn't know what that. I remember thinking that, and then kids kind of like shut it down, and I. But if you had not come into my life, I'm not sure. I know where I would be right now. I would be picking my kids up for lunch. I would be probably making the food before they got home.
Well, I would have never found another partner if it wasn't for you. Like, there was nobody in my life that was fitting what I needed, what I wanted, right?
And then did you know what you wanted?
No, but I knew I wanted a partner to do something.
So you knew when you met me we were going to do something?
Remember we sat at the island, I was like, you and I have so much more to give.
We used to walk and you would keep saying things and I was like, what do you mean? Like, I couldn't grasp my head around it. And then you went and started your own business on the side because I was like, I don't know what this is.
And I didn't really want to do it, but I wanted to do something.
I know. And you did it for a hot minute and then you're like, fuck that. And your husband built a website and a Twitter and you did pictures about it. And then, oh my God, it's so crazy. But I will say that, I mean, I think there's a lot of pressure for women who have babies to like do something. Like, I think that we got a message from someone being like, I started a company, but I don't desire this. I just want to be at home with my, do you remember this? I want to be I feel like a bad mom. I just want to be good at one thing.
And you know what else is that, like, life is so long. So her comment like that might make such sense right now
to her,
but honest, but in like 6 years, 5 years, 2 years, a year, she may change her mind.
And she's allowed to.
And that's totally
okay. Unless you have the pressure, you know, my husband often reminds me, and this is not a dog to him. He's like, where he thinks we're different is like, you don't have the pressure to provide, so you get to chase your dreams because I have the pressure to be the consistent one.
Well, that's so sad.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm sad for him. That sounds sad.
Yeah, but he's like kind of.
Oh, well, not you, not me.
But he's like, you, and I bet if you asked your husband, he would be like,
oh, they would love
you're like,
to have
you
our lives.
Fuckers get to go and play.
For sure.
And you somehow got successful at it.
Yeah.
And I have to make sure that the bills are paid. And I'm like, but I'm paying the bills.
Oh my God.
But
right?
It's this, he's like, but you got to sit there and have the luxury to make that happen. And I'm like, well, okay, two things. Number one, single moms who create an income for themselves don't have the luxury to sit there and they have to pay the bills. That being said, if you are a mom who stays at home and you feel the pressure to do something, only do it if you have to or you want to. Don't succumb to peer pressure because staying at home might be what is your passion. But I talk to a lot of stay-at-home moms who are like, oh my God, I got to do something and I got to bring in blah, 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 blah. Only if you have to. Only if you have to and want to. Mm-hmm. Not because you should. Let go of the fucking should.
And,
let it go.
And know sometimes it's hard to say like, oh, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom, make the commitment to that. Or I'm going to go back to work. I want to be a working mom. I don't want to be a stay-at-home mom, and make that commitment. Just like if we could give you any like really important advice is you are allowed to change your mind. You don't need to do the same thing for the rest of your life. We change our mind all the time and people don't like that. And we feel like sometimes we have to defend it.
Yeah.
But we've realized that that's what brought us to where we are.
Yeah. And actually I have to say one more thing. If you're an employer listening to this and you employ people, think about employing women who need to work from 9:30 to 2:30 so they can pick up their kids and drop off their kids. Because I tell you, women have a remarkable ability to kill it in that time. And they would get more done than someone who sits at a desk from 9 to 5. And I bet you would find that they are more committed. They're more reliable. They're more, even though they have a sick kid, they have to go to a doctor appointment. They will figure out when to get that job done. Let go of the boundaries during those hours. Employ them.
They'll work their ass off.
Yes.
Because especially if they don't have the stress of like worrying about not being able to make it to pick up. You know what I mean? Cause that's gonna like ruin their mind a little bit too. And women are really, really good at multitasking.
Yes.
I think that's a skill that they're better than men at, and time management. Time management and multitasking.
And let go of hours. Let go of like, oh, this equals this, because that's bullshit. Because Nat and I know we have a unique job, but the people who say, like, if you think anything was handed to us, bullshit. That's just an excuse for people who don't want to believe that we worked our asses off. Because if you talk to anyone on our team, we work around the fucking clock to make things happen. It's not like we just, yes, you see Insta stories and it's a ton of fun. But if you think that we aren't sitting here also making dinner, answering emails, sweating sometimes because there's a deadline and we're like, and everyone else is at the office on their time and we're like, holy fuck, we're trying to balance both. We do it. Sometimes not perfect, but it's okay if kids are in the background. That's life. You know what? You want a mom on your team because they're more empathetic. They're more understanding of people's emotions. They know how to handle more.
Plus, women are the ones that decide where most of the money goes inside of the family.
Girl.
And most businesses are trying to sell a product to people.
Girl.
Do it to the moms, employ moms who know where it's going. You know, we have our team member, Sam, and when she comes on conference calls, she has a baby and you can hear the baby in the background.
I love it.
She continues to have her conversation, and we can be on a team with 20 people and we don't give two shits that there's a baby squirming in the background, and she just carries on and we all just carry
on. Oh, we've had tantrums, like full blown tantrums on the phone call where I'm like, Nat, mute. Like,
That's what's also great about having a partnership is that one can mute and listen and the other one can talk and vice versa.
Yeah. And we don't apologize for having kids. And I mean, I know that this is sort of a random podcast, but the crux of it is that, you know, as women, number one, you define you for what works for you, not the pressure of what you should be doing. And if you sit down as a stay-at-home mom during the day, fuck, you earned it. Like, if you're bored and you want to find something else to do, take your time, find it. If you want to go to work, but let's let go. And if you're an employer, fucking employ these moms.
And if
you
want to work lying down,
work lying down.
And as far as where we started with all of this, you know, I think we're all
bored. I'm bored. We're going to hang up and like,
always deciding. We're always wondering if we'll ever get to a place where we're comfortable. And I don't think so. But I think that we feel comfortable in an uncomfortable place, in an unexpected, unpredictable spot. When things become predictable and there's a schedule and the same thing every day, that's what makes you and
I
blow our
minds.
You
know what does fuel me? And I'll tell you, this is kind of crazy because I get so much anxiety when we travel. I get so much anxiety before we leave. And, you know, Chloe's in a really bad stage where she just is like, you're not leaving. And I'm like, I've got it. Like, anyways, it's a situation I deal with. The two older ones, I feel like, good. I still think of Chloe as a baby, but she's almost four. So, you know, I'm like, dude, time to get with the program.
It's true, but it could be her personality, because for me, it's my third.
All right, it's Tucker.
It's just a personality that's like, I don't want you to go.
And aren't they a couple? But when we travel and when we're doing something where it's like, where I'm away, I feel peaceful because I feel like, I know.
Well, we're so lucky we have this opportunity.
And when we go on tour, I feel really, and when we, like, sometimes before we, like, oh, fuck, the tour, when you're on tour and you, the day before a show, it's not fun. Everyone thinks it's a ton of fun. You, like, are nomads. You have nowhere to go. You have to find a shower.
Random places.
You try to find you have to go poo in a Starbucks. You have to literally find a Starbucks so everyone can go to the bathroom.
But what we can do when we're on tour and when we travel without the kids is we can be focused on our mission for this company.
Well, yeah, no, I love it. I feel like, but when I get
that's what we like.
When I get to VIP and I get to talk to people, I'm like, oh my God, this makes sense. This is the crescendo of why we do what we do. And if tour ever ends, Nat, oh my God.
I don't know what we're going to do, but you know what's
funny?
What
are we going to do?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I eat sausages and you have protein shakes. You sit up and I lie down.
What are we? No,
we can't stop.
What are we going to do?
We're not stopping.
Right. Right. Are we going to be grannies on the stage?
We'd be adorable.
Would we?
We'd be adorable.
What would we do? Would we have strippers?
Of course.
Would they be young or old?
That's a really good question.
Would they be young or old?
That's a really good question.
What do you think? What do you envision? I envision young. And maybe they carry me on their shoulders. I'm going to be so limber. I got to start taking yoga. You know what I want to do when I'm that age? I want to do a handstand.
Not old strippers. Like, those don't exist.
Well, maybe there will. Okay, let's envision
this. Imagine we had old strippers.
I might actually do this.
Senior citizen strippers.
I might do this on this tour, okay? Watch. So the stripper's here, mm-hmm. and his back is here.
Mm-hmm.
I do a handstand onto yep. his shoulders.
Nice.
He, yeah. and then lifts you up onto lift up. Uh-huh. And then I, like, pop yeah. a bottle of champagne yeah. on his
yep. Yep.
on his shoulder.
I love it.
Do you love it?
Yeah, you and Romeo can work on
I
that.
I don't want to do my face in his vagina.
No.
Like, I don't want to do the
no,
sexual
No, you're
going
to do the back of your head into the back of his knees.
Back of my head. Yeah, and then I flip
and
up.
And then he gets you up.
And then you pass me a bottle of champagne.
It would be so cool.
And then I shake it and I...
It would be really cool if I could do... We could do it at the same time.
Okay.
I don't think I can do that, though.
We could work on it.
I need to lose
would
a bit
you
of weight.
Fart, though?
Well, it's fine. It's my show. It's just a handstand up to his back. He grabs, pulls up. We're both up there.
Yes.
Pop champagne.
Yes.
It's cute. I like it.
Okay. It would be like...
Well, I think they're strong enough.
It would be handstand Olympics. Would you give it a go with me?
I would. We've got to practice with Taylor's mats.
We have to bring the strippers here?
Oh. No, we'd have to practice with our husbands.
Oh, well, that's not as fun.
Well, who are we going to practice with?
Maybe we need to hire a few people to come on in. And my husband would be like, ooh, ooh, his back would blow.
Oh, my God. Mark's back, too. Oh, my God. I always tell him, can we play flying? He's like, hurt my back.
My husband did it without flying. He did
who
a good job.
Who can we do it with? Hmm. Who do we know?
Maybe we need to put out an...
Who lives in the neighborhood?
It's too short.
I know.
Oh, my God. You know, guys.
We need to just start with handstands.
And you know I'm not joking. This is not...
I'm not
you know
either.
This is not a joke.
I know.
Okay, as long as you know this is not... I'm putting... You know...
I know we need to go to Kidville to practice.
You know, I'm putting this full circle that whenever Nat and I say something, it comes true. And this is the power of the universe. Now...
Oh, my God. I have so much strength training to do because the other thing is your abs are going to have to help him
pull you up. We could... You know what? We're going to try it on the rehearsal.
The first time we're going to try is the day before.
Well, just hold on.
I don't know if the boys are there for rehearsal.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
We're
number one,
them.
Nat and I, can you leave us a comment if you believe we should be doing this move?
Do you think that I could hurt myself?
Like, can you leave us a comment?
How can I? Am I like...
You're pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong. And I'm also... Not my arms.
I just don't want you to fart on him.
Well, who cares?
Okay.
It's my show. I pay him.
Would you be uncomfortable farting?
Where am I going to fart? I'm going upside... Oh, when he pulls me up?
Yeah.
And so I fart on the back of his neck.
Yes.
I don't think I will. I'm not gassy on tour.
Oh, wait, this was my whole point of the show.
I'm sorry.
Of our podcast. That we put everything out to the universe like it's going to happen. Like we say it. We never told them about the check that showed up at the door. Do you remember that?
This
that
is going so
this is going to end it. Okay, listen to this. Multiple times Nat and I have wanted to call this quits. Like, just like, like, never really, but we've always been like, this sucks. Like, we definitely go through phases where it's like, what's the point of this if we're not making money? Okay, this was the first time you did it, it was because you were having a breakdown. Second time you did it was because
I just can't justify it anymore.
I just can't justify it anymore. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, what would make it okay for you?
Three?
10.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
I mean, that's a lot to just randomly show up unexpected.
Was it a check that showed up in
it
the mail?
It was a check that showed up in the mail.
Why?
I mean, it must have been for some work we did, I think.
I think I basically...
It's something we forgot that we'd done and forgot. This is before we had major accounting teams, so we tracked our own payments.
And I was like, we just need $10,000. You were like, $10,000 would make it okay, okay? Like, if we need $10,000, then I'd be like, wicked. Well, what shows up in the mail that day?
$10,000 check.
It literally, and we forgot. Listen, Nat and I are really bad at this shit. So it shows up in our mailbox, $10,000. I
and
call Nat.
To any of the clients who are paying us, we now track it. So
we sure do. So Nat and I get this check, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so I'm like, we have to be really careful what we say because it happens. And this has happened over and over and over again where we say something and it literally happens. So not because we're magic, but a little bit magic. But we also, our grandmothers are in heaven together. You guys don't know that story. Some of you do. We'll have to tell that story. But our grandmothers were friends pre us. And we only found out after they both had died. And that they used to cocktail together. Like, actually cocktail and play bridge.
They're upstairs cocktailing, playing bridge and watching us. But what you know what we have is we have, for lots of reasons.
Yes, they're going to think we're cuckoo, but
we are like the whole laws of attraction and all that, but our connection
with the universe,
to the universe and our destiny is close.
Yes. And you know what?
Some people are really far.
We're really open to weird things happening.
We're open-minded.
And we walk, you guys, if you're not into the kinetic world and understand energy, we basically walk in with open wound, like open chest. Like we're just like, here, like you, we're so comfortable with where we're at that it's just kind of like, this is who we are, and we're nothing special, but we're going to have a good time.
And I'm really trying to listen to you, and I totally agree with everything you're saying. But
you have to go to the bathroom?
Well, that and...
You all think about is the handstands.
Yes.
Are you excited about it?
Yes, I just
well, we could give it a go. We could just practice. Do you know how to do a handstand?
Well,
when's the last time you did one?
I don't know.
Well, you practice on the wall. I do them once.
I know. Oh, you do them once.
Well, that's a lie. I have done it a few times.
Have you seen my sister-in-law?
Which one?
The one who can do a handstand?
Nope,
and
I haven't.
And then press down and up and down.
Is this Josie?
No!
Oh!
Laura.
Oh! Where are you going?
I'm trying a handstand.
Right now. You need more room.
I'm probably going to go eat some Brussels sprouts first.
Oh, well, right, guys, totally going
to
fart.
Well, I'm not afraid to fart for you.
Well, you better come on over to Instagram and you all can see us doing some handstands at Kat Nat. Leave us a comment what you want us to tackle. If there's something in here that you loved, and make sure you go and buy a book because...
This podcast is also brought to you by Mom Truce.
Buy it anywhere.
And get a ticket to the show.
It's not even expensive.
No.
It's really, you know what? It's a bargain. It is. It's a bargain.
Why is bed so cozy and soft?
I mean, I don't love bed.
This.
I know. You love your bed.
Oh,
I know.
So
there was something rough here. What was that? Yeah, a feather sticking out. I mean, that's not that ideal.
Well, that's weird because this does not, that did not come from this. There's no feathers in this.
What?
Well, no.
Okay, bye, guys. We have to buy our bedding for our tour bus, by the way. Yeah, you heard me. Tour bus.